talking about creating a sales culture to boost member and loan growth, amongst other things that all credit unions want to do these days. And you guys have implemented a number of interesting programs at your credit union recently that have allowed you to achieve those goals. And but before we get into that, let's step back a little bit and look at the bigger picture here, or what got you there. What issues were you experiencing that prompted you to search for these certain programs to boost boost these areas?
Sure. We've always been really successful with loan growth. A couple of years ago, we had 14% loan growth. Back in 2014, we were at 12%. But collectively, we wanted to try and get to 20% or greater loan growth, gotcha, which for our area is phenomenal. So we had always sent people to different sales trainings and other programs in the past. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you do that and two or three people go at a time and they come back and they're all excited. But I think we made the decision collectively that we need to send everybody through the program at the same time. Right. And so instead of energizing a handful of people, do a transformation of the whole organization at the same time. And that costs a lot of money, but it's been phenomenal.
Excellent,
for us.
Excellent. And so, I mean, what so you sent some folks and you discovered a company called CU Strategies. Celeste Cook is the person who runs this company, and she has a couple of decades of credit union experience, growing lending and membership and credit score analysis, a whole right, 9 yards. So you discovered Celeste and you went, whoa, she looks, she knows her stuff.
Right.
She's pretty good. So, so why did you start working with her, and then what programs did you start using of hers?
Sure. I heard Celeste speak a couple of years ago at the Michigan Credit Union League, the Executive Summit. And she did some training for a lot of the CEOs there as far as energizing your sales activity, energizing the member experience, and then focusing on the loans and being able to help members. And that's what it's all about. We've always tried to partner with our members. I'm not trying to put people into debt. What we're trying to do is make a concerted effort to refinance people into lower interest rates and try and improve their credit mm-hmm. scores. So Celeste was kind of preaching to the choir on that. We ended up bringing her in for a one-day management session, and then we decided to pull the trigger. I've never hired a consultant before in the 15 years that I've been here, but we decided we really wanted to move forward with this. So she came in, and she's done training with the staff, and we went from having 12% and 14% loan growth to just over 26 last year.
Oh, wow.
With a decreasing delinquency and charge-offs. But it's all about, it's fourfold. It's raising members' credit score, mm-hmm. lowering their monthly payments, refinancing them away from high-interest credit card debt, and then protecting them from predatory lending. And we educate our members. We go through their credit report with them. And, I mean, we have success after success. In fact, we've been keeping track of all the emails that have been flowing through the organization, and I'm up to just under 100 pages.
Oh, I mean,
there's literally five or six every single day.
Wow.
It's very exciting.
That's amazing. So what's different about these programs that you guys went through that – has really excelled this growth? I mean, you exceeded your goal by 6%. So what's different about it? I mean, what makes it work, do you think?
Well, Celeste is high energy, so she's going to raise the bar. And then she's going to educate people on how to talk, smart talk with mm-hmm. with the members. So you want to have examples. But, you know, educating folks on the credit reports and then how different things on their credit report impact their credit score. Mm-hmm. So you educate the member on that. And then you also look for opportunities to get them away from higher interest rate debt.
Yeah.
We also are willing to take larger equity on autos to try and roll in some unsecured debt. Mm-hmm. So it's not about basically paying off existing unsecured loans and putting them into another unsecured loan.
Right.
It's trying to collateralize the vehicle and give them a much better interest rate mm-hmm. and save them money in the process.
Yeah.
So she's done that. She's done a fair amount of sales training. She worked with our collection department and our member service and the management as far as coaching, and then trying to just energize the staff as well as getting the members excited too. So we've got a very robust referral program. Now we've got members out there talking about what we've been able to do for them. And I mean, I have tons of examples of payment savings that go $15,000 to $20,000 over the life of the loan by getting them out of these high rates that they've got at other places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, I bet the members are so, like you said, you have 100 pages of members saying thank you very much for this type of stuff. I mean, that must create such great value, and talk about word of mouth. My gosh, you guys must have quite the word of mouth advertising going on.
Actually,
in your community.
We're in the process of changing our charter to expand our field of membership right now. We service 18 communities now, but we have such a robust referral among of our existing members to friend, families, and coworkers that may be outside of our field of membership that we've decided to change our charter to allow us a much wider field of membership. That's how popular it's become. Wow. So we set a loan target this year for just over 20%. We hired a business development person to go out and try and spread this word. It's just really exciting. I mean, the average loan growth among credit unions in my area down here is about 5 or 6% for the year, and we were at 26. So it speaks for itself,
right? Because I mean, that was my next question: is like, how does this help your credit union perform better? But I think you just answered it. My gosh!
Yeah, we did gross loans. We did about $30 million. We're about $120 million in assets. So we did about $36 million in loans last year, and we netted increased to the bottom line about $15 million in loans. And we share it with our employees. That's another big thing you'll get on the Celeste model. Don't be afraid to do incentives and other things. My top producer, as far as loans, collected another $11,000 on top of her base salary last year in incentives. But when you consider that the loan volumes brought almost an additional $1 million of interest income to the organization, you can afford to do that.
Of course.
It's been phenomenal.
Well, and like your members, I'm sure your staff are very appreciative of that.
They appreciate it as well. Absolutely.
And it's kind of fun, too. Why not?
Yeah, we budgeted for over $100,000 in incentives this year.
Okay. That works. That works. Definitely.